Party incurs the wrath of former MP for Dom Kwabena Adjoa Safo after the party postponed her appearance before its disciplinary committee, which she only found out after showing up at the party's headquarters earlier today.
The disciplinary committee alone, the whole NPP party, and so if there's a cocaine saga, everything might come to a standstill because what? I would take some of the media space. Probably, maybe they think I'm that popular, but I don't know.
Well, the party's defense, there are more important issues to deal with at the moment rather than summoning Sarah Adjoa Safo.
It's not going to be a discussion on whether or not Honorable Adjoa Safo is going to appear before a disciplinary committee or not. But however, what the party is going to discuss is the running issue with respect to the alleged drug trafficking in our country.
We speak to the Party Plus, a political scientist here, on the impact of this on the party. On Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, the seeming bad blood between former MP for Dom Kwabena, Sarah Adjoa Safo, and the hierarchy of the New Patriotic Party does not seem to be dying down anytime soon after Adjoa Safo showed up at the party's headquarters earlier today for a scheduled disciplinary committee appearance, only to be informed it had been postponed indefinitely. Now, this is despite the fact that the party hierarchy knew about this 24 hours earlier. Now, the visibly disappointed Adjoa Safo expressed her shock at the MPP's decision to suspend their meeting on her blind side. We'll hear from her later, but how did we get to where we are today? You will recall that the former Dom Kwabena MP, Sarah Adjoa Safo, appeared on Pulse on the Joy News channel and alleged that the party's committee set up to investigate the party's abysmal performance in the 2024 general elections has been set up to discredit the party's 2024 flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. Listen to her in that particular interview describe the committee as bogus.
So I'm telling you, we are the cause of our own loss.
Have you appeared before the Professor Michael Kwe's committee? You have stories to
it's
tell.
It's a very bogus committee.
Why do you say so?
Why? And you know, a committee that is put together, and it's an intentional committee put together just to make sure that we find certain facts and push a particular candidate away from the candidacy so that we can bring our own. You call that a credible fact-finding committee?
Well, Sarah Adjoa Safo took on the MPP for the choice of Professor Mike Okwe as chairman of the committee. Listen to her in that particular interview.
If Professor Michael Kwe thinks he has integrity, thinks that he is credible, I want the first page of his fact-finding report. Why my son Michael Kwe Jr. lost Domi Kwabena seat? He should give us a detailed report on that. I'm not attacking anybody. I am attacking the chair of it. And couldn't we have found anybody in the party to chair?
Because he's conflicted.
Exactly. Why do you do that?
Well, so that is, you know, part of the interactions that she had on the Pulse that day she appeared on the show. Among several other things, you know, Sarah Adjoa Safo also made her point about an earlier, notice the party had issued for party members to desist discussing party matters in the public. And she gave a direct response in that particular interview to say that her disregard for that directive, for members not to discuss their grievances in the media, is due to the defamation she, as a person, has suffered from the party, and not because she is discussing party issues. But, well, that is how the party then summoned her to appear before the disciplinary committee of the party, because she had gone, contrary to what the party had directed members to do. But when she appeared before, the committee, when she went to the headquarters of the party today, she was told that the hearing will no longer come off today. and aversively disappointed Sarah Joseph, who questioned how the party could serve her a letter of sermons on Sunday, hinting that it is part of the grand scheme to further humiliate her.
I'm prepared for a committee hearing, and I come and they say the committee is not sitting. So I just pack my bag and just come out. But I think that as a party, we ought to be a bit serious about these things, because as a lawyer, when a client is referred to a disciplinary committee, the presumption at law is that you've done something untoward, and you're going to be disciplined. That is exactly what a disciplinary committee hearing is for. So why ridicule me in public and come here and tell me that the committee is not even sitting? The message you send to the whole of Ghana is that I've done something untoward and I'm coming here to be disciplined. A senior member of this party, a former deputy majority leader, a former cabinet minister, a former minister of state, three-term member of parliament, and this is how I'm ridiculed? Come and there's nobody there to sit because what, the case is bogus or there's no finding of anything. So I thought that there was a better way of handling this matter.
You are disappointed?
they ought to be disappointed. I'm just appearing because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I know the constitution inside out, both of the our nation and that of the party. And even if you check the letter that they wrote to me, the sections in our party constitution that they were quoting, go and make the reference. It has nothing to do with disciplinary or having done anything untoward, unrelated. So was it done in rush? Or was it, I don't know. I can't say there's no basis. They know the reasons why they did what they did, and they can best answer it. I am saying that there's a presumption in the public against me that I've done something untoward about the party, and then the party constitution has been contravened. And that is why I, as a lawyer of 23 years standing, I'm here to prefer my rebuttal to all those presumptions made against me. But there's nobody here sitting. I'll just wait.
Your general secretary yesterday said that they are postponing this meeting to focus on the alleged drug trafficking that is currently flying in the country. Are you satisfied? They said that is yes. He said it on City on Channel One TV yesterday that is the reason. They feel that is a more important subject to Ghanaians than you appearing before the committee. That is why it has been postponed. Satisfied?
I haven't heard, and I wouldn't take hearsay for anything, and I don't expect my general secretary to say that, and I don't think he really said that. If he did, then he owes himself an explanation. But other than that, this really doesn't sit well with Ghanaians, because the party is doing its own thing, and this is a national issue. So if you think that there's an internal party issue that needs to be settled before a disciplinary committee, why do you then say, is the disciplinary committee alone the whole NPP party, and so if there's a cocaine saga, everything might come to a standstill because what? I would take some of the media space. Probably, maybe they think I'm that popular, but I don't know.
So that's the interaction the former Dom Kobenya MP Sarah Joseph had with my colleague Kenneth Jesse. Now, whereas Ajosafo might have deemed a suspended disciplinary committee appearance very important, the party thinks otherwise. Late last night, the MPP General Secretary Justin Kodua Frimpong said the decision to postpone the meeting, which was planned for today, was due to the magnitude of the alleged drug trafficking scandal. Justin Kodua indicated the party is now focused on questioning government on that particular matter instead of engaging in internal party politics where Ajosafo is involved.
It's not going to be a discussion on whether or not Honorable Ajoasafo is going to appear before a disciplinary committee or not. But however, what the party is going to discuss is the running issue with respect to the alleged drug trafficking in our country. The rank and file of our party have expressed its disappointment and the worrying behavior of this government, and the several questions, mind-boggling questions that we are expecting the government to explain to the good people of Ghana, and also the inconsistency in its attempt to sweep under the carpet several issues that concern or surround the alleged drug trafficking in our airport. Those are the issues that the party is going to discuss tomorrow. Well, because as I indicated to you, currently what is important to the people of Ghana and to our party is a running issue on the alleged drug trafficking in our country, which I believe is of utmost concern to you as a responsible Ghanaian. But between that issue and issue, internal issue concerning MPP, which one will you be more interested in? So I think that is what we should discuss. And that is the issue that our party people want to discuss. And there are several questions that, as I indicated, you want the government to answer. They shouldn't even try to divert the attention with address service issue. That's not our priority. Our priority is the running issue. Ghanaians want to find out from the president and his government the inconsistency in their attempt to explain themselves. And it, as a party, we are very surprised that at this point in time, when these issues has become a major topic for us as a country and bringing international embarrassment to the country, we are yet to hear an official communication from any of the security agencies in the country. Is it not surprising? Is it not worrying? And those are the issues that the New Patriotic Party want to talk about. And these are the things that we want to hear from the NDC, no issue about Honorable Adrasa.
This is still top story. Let's bring in the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP, Haruna Mohammed, who is joining us via the phone now. I'm grateful to you, Haruna, for joining us. Now, didn't your party know that there was the alleged drug trafficking issue when you were writing to invite Ajo Safo to this particular meeting?
Good evening to your listeners and other viewers who are following on Facebook. If you have heard the General Secretary's interview well, the General Secretary said that the party's interest at the moment that they will be discussing is about the cocaine and other scandals that has emanated from the governance of these NDC administrations. When he said the party, he never said the committee. The party leadership, none of the party leadership is in the committee. The committee is a standing committee of National Council. And the committee is an independent body of the party's management. So if the General Secretary is saying that the party will sit down to discuss matters that concerns the people of Ghana at the moment, everybody knows that the General Secretary is not a member of the disciplinary committee. So that should be put in perspective. So he was saying that the matter to discuss, what he would want to talk about on the platform, is basically to speak about the drug issue, the flight issues, and other scandals that has befallen on this country that has an international embarrassment, but not speaking for the committee, which has its own secretary and leadership, which is not the party. It is a function of the party, but not the party.
But so if that is the case, that none of the leadership is in that committee, why then was she told today when she got to the office for that hearing that the hearing was not coming off?
Well, again, it is not the decision of leadership of the party that informed Honorable Ajo Safo that the meeting will not be coming on. The committee has their way of invitation. And the committee, after receiving the referral from the General Secretary, who was the complainant in that matter, sat as a committee and invited or set out a date based on a prior communication with Honorable Ajoa and set out the date for the hearing. So the committee again communicated to Honorable Ajoa Safo yesterday. The committee communicated. They sent this via electronically to him, and then an electronic confirmation of his lawyer who confirmed receipt of this particular postponement. So we never expected to see Honorable Ajoa Safo in the office because the committee had informed the National Party headquarters and nobody had made a preparation for their sitting. Because when we know of their sitting, there is an arrangement that is made for the sitting, which include electronic arrangements for them for the purposes of if there is any, if there's going to be any recordings. So this information was communicated to her. And I am telling you on authority of which I received her at the headquarters. Because we had noise, the general secretary asked me to leave a certain meeting and I went out and it was Honorable Adjoasafo. I went in the company of one person. We went into her car to remind her of the information we have at the headquarters based on a letter that the committee had issued. So she said she did not see it. I made a referral to her that it was sent to her, it was sent to the lawyer, and it was sent to the aide. So she said she did not see it. I said, well, the essence of the message or the letter was to inform you of non-sitting and the postponement of the committee sitting. So you have duly been informed by me as we have the information. So she said, okay, well, she would come up. And when she came up, I received her again. And we had briefing because as a senior member of the party, I received her. We had other conversations. And she left. And I told her that the committee will get back to her.
So, next meeting. And which is when?
The committee will get back to her because I'm not a member of the committee. So the committee will get back to her the same way they got to her and she came. They will get back to her and get another date for the sitting.
You said you sent that letter to her.
Yeah, the letter was sent to her by the messenger.
Mm.
The one who sent the message on behalf of the committee was sent to her and was sent to her lawyer, which I saw the electronic confirmation of her lawyer of receiving it from the messenger.
Did you get the same confirmation from Sarah Joseph for herself?
She said she told me personally that she did not receive. But I pointed to her that her lawyer and the aide had received. I couldn't have forced her to say she has received. But that was what she said. So, but the essence of the letter was that the committee had postponed the sitting. For which reason, I don't know. But a communication was sent. And I saw electronic confirmation by the lawyer who received her notification for the postponement. But she said she did not. So once I am not a member of the committee, my is to again formally inform her and also to revert back to the committee to use other channels to get to her or the same channel as they used to got her to get the date set for today. So the committee at the appropriate time will talk to her and get another date for the sitting.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Kwame Asa Asante, and he is Senior Lecturer, Political Science Department, University of Ghana. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, from where you sit, what do you make of this development in the MPP, especially in the Domkwamea constituency?
Thank you, Kojo, for the opportunity, and good evening to my good friend, the Deputy General Secretary. I think something doesn't add up relative to the communication between Madam Adjoasafo and then the committee that is supposed to that she is supposed to appear before. Because if you listen to what the General Secretary is, Deputy General Secretary is saying, it's something different from what I gleaned from the responses of Madam Adjoasafo this afternoon on your network.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you journalists must go in and find out from her lawyer whether he did receive the information, and if he did, was it communicated, same was communicated to Madam Adjoasafo, and if that was the case, why did he also decide to go to the office, for which reason he had to be communicated to by the Deputy General Secretary and all that.
That aside, if you look at the development, I am not happy with the statement from the General Secretary, who said that they were more interested in the alleged cocaine story and all that. That is important. There's no doubt about that. But this is also equally important. And the public has the right to know what happens within the political space which the state has created for all of us. So we also want to understand what is happening. So if he gives an explanation that that is more of a concern to them, we also, this one is equally of importance to us, whilst we also want to see the logical conclusion of the cocaine story by the party, the individual who is alleging, being able to provide the necessary information for us to get to the bottom of this matter.
But if you look at the party's, you know, attempt to win back the Dom Kwabena MP, it failed in 2024, but it wants to regain it in 2028. If you look at that target and what is happening to the former MP, who, if you listen to the narrations from the constituency, still carries a large chunk of the support of the party in the constituency, is the party handling this particular matter well? And how best can they deal with it so that it doesn't impact them negatively, or they could then derive the expected returns that they are looking out for in the future?
I think the best thing is to allow the committee to do its work. And whatever comes out, we get to know. Because whatever comes out, if it is not handled properly, definitely will have an impact on the voter choices in that area. But let us remember that no individual owns that constituency, and that it depends on a number of factors that influence voter choices. So it is incumbent upon the party to do the needful to maintain their base and try to win more souls so as to regain their seats. Anything that will ruffle the feathers of the people there will obviously militate against their party fortunes. And I'm sure the party is not in that position to accept that type of proposal from any quarters. So for me, I rest in the hope that the committee will do its work and do it genuinely. And at the end of the day, whatever comes out will be satisfactory to right-thinking people. And that will, you know, calm all nerves in that constituency. Already, the waters are very muddy there, and I'm not sure the MPP want to further muddy the waters.
But if you look at the accusations and counter-accusations and reactions that are involved in this particular matter, do you foresee some unity between the parties at the end of the process, if you listen to the parties involved in this matter closely?
Oh, definitely. Political parties are human organizations. There are bound to be disagreements. But at the end of the day, they find common place and sit down and then iron out their differences. Look at how the tempers were high, particularly on the part of Madam Adjoa Safo. And then the party at the 11th hour sent a message to her, and she respected the decision. It tells you that in spite of the differences, they can still sit down as members of a political party to discuss their grievances and then find a common ground. That can be done. But is it the case that the party want to do? That is a million-dollar question. Because you see, some of these things are born out of some of the problems that the party have over the years glossed over in terms of conflict resolution mechanisms that have not been able to address those issues head-on. I'm sure it's a learning curve for the party to look at it and right all the wrongs so as to build a formidable force to serve as a counter to the ruling government.
But could it also be a political strategy? You can better help us understand that her lawyer was informed. We are told by the Deputy General Secretary that she herself was informed as well as her PA. Could it be a strategy that even though I'm aware, I'll pretend I didn't, I'll take supporters there to help me make my case?
We are talking about the constituency. Madam Adjoa Safo, any right-thinking person knows that she's a woman of substance, a lawyer, and a very respectable human being that will not go on that route
But I will not also judge completely because I'm not seized with the facts, the total facts of the issue. And for that, I will say that whatever it is, I think I am looking forward to the committee sitting. And then at the end of the day, Adjoa to go there and then tell her story. The party will also listen, and then whatever comes out, comes out. That is the basis by which they can, you know, address this problem. If it is not addressed properly, it will have something negative for the fortunes of the party. There's no doubt about that. But I'm sure that the party is not in for that type of business.
But also, if you listen to the Deputy General Secretary, who I spoke to earlier before you, and he's still with us on the line, that, I mean, if you, and not him, but if you listen to the General Secretary himself, that the fact is, if you look at the region issue now, and if you compare that to Adjoa Safo, you ask yourself, which of them is of importance to Ghanaians? And he thinks that it is the alleged drug trafficking. Won't you give it to him for that? That because that is there, we cannot divert attention. And you're looking at political strategy as well. You cannot divert it by using our own internal matters to do that.
Oh, but that strategy is for them. But we, the public, also are entitled to know what happens relative to what Adjoa is saying. Remember, Madam has said a lot of things to the extent that he accused the party having used their power to run down his father's business. Love said a whole lot of accusations that the party need to respond to and respond to very well. Otherwise, people like us who look at the party from outside will say, hey, is that the kind of people you have within the party and all that? At this level, they are all allegations. So the party will have to sit down, get into it, deal with all the issues he raised for us to know what really happens. But having whilst we are doing that, nothing prevents the party to also look elsewhere into things that affect the state. Are we saying that if there are two issues confronting the country, we will show one under the carpet and then deal with one simply because one is more of, you know, prominence or importance to the state? The two are equal in terms of what? They are relevance to the society. And the public has the right to know.
I'm grateful to you. Let me conclude with Harun.